Hello, good evening, La Feria Early College High School. Good to be back. Welcome to the La Feria ISD Marching Invitational. This is Josue Ortega from Roma ISD. I'll be judging your percussion section this evening. I want to wish you guys a good run tonight.
Their program is entitled The Color Within. Drum majors, Mariana Servin, Joey Flores, and Presley Becerra. You may begin your performance for the La Feria Independent School District Marching Invitation.
All right, really enjoying the soundscape in the beginning. All right, good job for ensemble posting the posts, going up together. All right, good job looking up. All right, make sure we are looking up or listening to the soloists. All right, good job, battery coming in. All right, good job. Make sure we use more wrist motion when we're doing those cymbal rolls here in the front. Yeah, so when we're playing four mallets here in the front, make sure we're rotating a full complete rotation, like if you're turning a doorknob. All right, good job communicating here for ensemble. Listening back to the battery. All right, make sure we use more of a lifted motion when we're playing. Careful here, crash cymbal. You don't want to pop out of the texture. Maybe like a lighter crash. Yeah, lift more for ensemble. All right, basses. Make sure we're playing center of the drum. Be careful there, tenors. Watch your technique when you're going around the drums, tenors. All right, we have different stickings here, battery, on snare line. Make sure we all look the same. Listen back, front ensemble. Marimba here in the front. Make sure when we're doing those laterals, make sure we're fully doing a full stroke for each note, so that way both notes sing and speak. All right, good job here with the battery. All right, not bad. Good job with a crescendo, doing dynamic shape here. Yeah, a little bit more dynamic shape here in the front ensemble. In that moment, when it's just you guys, you want to make sure there's some direction going with music. Watch with your cymbal rolls. Make sure cymbal rolls are to the side. Opposite angles, opposite sides. All right. Yeah, be careful there, basses. Unison patterns. It's kind of hard to play unison patterns once after doing a run. Just be careful with that. Maybe rewriting some of the parts so that way it doesn't just go abruptly to unisons. More dynamic shape here for ensemble. Use more of the leading voices speak out more than the other notes. Good. So marimbas, make sure I talked about this, just make sure you use a lifted motion when you're playing to get a less clunky sound from the board. Maybe a different mallet selection, just to sound less clunky. All right, nice nuance you're creating here for ensemble. Yeah, be careful with technique here for ensemble. So you're more exposed here right now, so all eyes are on you. Yeah, make sure we're looking in. Make sure cymbal rolls are more clear. I feel like some of you guys are doing it, but not everyone's doing it. Careful snares. Yeah, hold on to the stick when you're playing those triplet rolls. Yeah, just right there for ensemble. That's another moment. You want to make sure you're doing some kind of shape. That way there's a direction. You know, it's a beautiful moment. You know, releases shouldn't sound clunky and abrupt. You should have like some nuance to it. Watch out with clarity here. The leading voices of the front ensemble. Who has a melody? All right, getting ready for part three here. Awesome. Nice pickups into part three basses. Good job. Bass two, make sure you're playing center of the drum. Maybe adjusting the harness might be the best option. Yeah, make sure those quarter notes here in the front, make sure we're together, we're not flaming notes. Yeah, use more wrist rotation when you're doing the double verticals here, marimbas in the front. You want to use more of a wrist motion. Think about lift. All right, little flute solo, battery playing in the back. Battery here in this section may be suggesting playing edge. You don't want to play louder than the solo. Think about balance and blend. Yeah, we're a little bit unsure of when we do cymbal rolls here in the front. Just be careful with that. Yeah, be careful, bassist, right there. Hold on to the mallet. Make sure we're playing like multiple strokes like that. Especially, you want to think about pointing in your mallet towards the bassist, towards the base of the head of the bass. All right, good job, La Feria. Just a couple things to remind yourselves that not every single note you play should sound the same. There should be some dynamics, some musical shaping, especially when we're ending a phrase. You think about what kind of phrasing you want to take. So you're either going to do a crescendo, you want to do a decrescendo, you know, building into moments. So a little couple things, for ensemble wise technique, you got to make sure we're rotating for those holding four mallets. Even if you're doing cymbal rolls, you want to think about rotating the mallet, both hands rotating the mallet. If you have two mallets, make sure you think about using the wrist, think about lifting the notes. That way we get a better sounding quality out of the board. Battery, when we're playing anything that's triple roll related, double strokes, make sure we hold on to those sticks. And think about the check. So if you're playing triplets, think about the check. Maybe doing a couple exercises that controlled buzz, press buzz, triplet rolls, that usually helps a lot of the lines. So think about, you know, working those triplet rolls out. Other than that, you know, La Feria, you did a pretty good job. I am proud of you guys. You guys have come a long way. Hopefully these comments will be of great help to you guys, and I wish you guys the best of luck in the rest of your season. Take care.